Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey everyone, it's Eli here with the last of this series of Alba Salix minisodes. As I mentioned last time, a huge thank you to everyone who's supporting us monetarily or by reviewing or posting about us or telling your friends and family. I say this all the time, but it's worth saying. We couldn't do this without you. I really do mean that. We're working away on season 3 and figuring out how we're going to record while keeping our cast and crew safe. And we'll keep you posted on our various social media channels. And more than ever, support from our listeners is essential, whether that's a regular donation through Patreon or a one-time donation or by helping us spread the word, as I say, it all makes a huge difference. Go to albasalix.com/support to find out how you can help us make season 3 of Alba. Alrighty then, we got 2 more minisodes for you. One is brand new, and the other is a Patreon exclusive that we wanted to share with everyone this time around. First off, here is the brand new one. It's by Mac Rogers, that guy that writes amazing sci-fi thrillers like The Message and Steal the Stars. You can find him on the web at macrogers.org and on Twitter at MacWrites, or search for his shows on your favorite podcatcher. We've loved his work for ages, and we were so stoked to have him writing a story in the world of Alba. So yeah, you got to hear this. It's called Enter the Brain Castle.
Quieter than a leopard. Swifter than a... Oh, jeez. Well, hello, forbidden red cabinet that I'm never supposed to touch again. Just because last time I released a lightning shooting murder moth, which could literally happen to anybody. Well, the joke's on you, Alba, because guess what? I never changed back the password. Magnus is undervalued. Okay, forget cool knives. What I need is something that will help me achieve my long-term goal of being Farloria's greatest surgeon slash martial artist. So move over, ominous goblet and eerily humming pendant. I'm looking for... Ooh, what's this? Cerebratol. Jeez, whose handwriting is this on the label? Focuses the mind, learn whole disciplines in days or hours. Yes! I'll be a surgeon by tomorrow night! Warning, take only in conjunction with a regimen of exercise, study, and Who has the time? Make me a genius at once, sweet elixir! Even tastes smart. Wait, there's more words on the... Dosage 1 thimbleful per month. Any more is fatal within 3 minutes. Wow, I'm reading faster already! Wait, what? It's fine, right? I'm sure it's fine. Like 90% sure it's fine. 82 at least. Maybe 68.93%. I'm gonna die! No. Wait, I'm not gonna die. I can fix this! I'm a genius! I can solve this problem with the power of my mind! Which means it's time to pay a visit to... my brain castle! Huh. Hurry, Thought Winds. Carry me to my brain castle, where I solve all my problems via symbolic interactions with the people in my life. Hey, why is the portcullis closed? This is an emergency!
Who goes there?
Alba? You guard the portcullis in my brain castle?
Yes, Magnus. I couldn't take being secretly intimidated by your genius any longer, so I retreated to this menial posting as self-punishment.
I love how realistically you're depicted here, but could you, you know, open up? I'm dying real soon, and I need you to inspire me to find a last-minute solution.
Why don't you reach out to real-world me for help?
Huh?
It is my dream to be remembered as the woman who saved Magnus.
No, I can't ask real-world, Alba. I'm in enough trouble already. Thanks, though.
Anytime, your greatness. Truly, the student has become the teacher.
I swear this place is bigger now. Thank you, Cerebratol. All right, so what room would have the best solutions in it? Wait, the throne room, right? Because that's where I rule. Yes, I love logic.
Magnus, watch out!
What? Ah! Why is there another portcullis inside?
Thank goodness you're all right. What would I do without you?
Holly?
Over these last weeks and months, I've come to see you as a mentor.
Oh, I could totally tell. But do you know where the throne room went? I'm literally about to die.
Why don't you just ask real-world me for help?
Because real-world you is just going to point and laugh as I perish in a cloud of smartness gas. I need to get to the throne room.
Of course. It's just across the moat.
Yes, exactly. Wait, why is there a moat inside the castle?
Shall I carry you across?
You can do that.
It's the least I can do after all you've taught me.
Wait! Which way to the throne room? Oh, I don't feel good. Chance of dying 97.362%? Starting to think that warning label was trying to tell me something.
Young Sirrah, the portcullis, beware!
Guy Van Fleet?
How could I let the finest outlaw in the land, even better than me, perish beneath his own portcullis?
What is with all the portcullises in this castle?
Or is it portcullis?
That's easy. They represent your oncoming debt.
Right, that. Got any brilliant ideas?
Perhaps to stop seeking shortcuts and commit to a life of incremental improvement in collaboration with others?
Nah. Doesn't sound right. Do you know where my throne room is?
But of course. I'll dropkick you there now.
Did you say dropkick?
Yeah!
Ow, that dropkick really hurt. Or maybe it's the pain in my organs all dying at the same time. Throne room, here I come! Oh. That was one brutal landing.
Actually, that's your body entering its final death throes.
Alba? What are you... That's my throne!
That's what happens when you drink more than the prescribed dose of Cerebratol. It throws your brain into an unsustainable overdrive, causing your other organs to shut down in confusion. Like that, you jackass!
Wait, you're a projection of my subconscious. Why am I being mean to me?
Because I'm not actually saying any of this! You're reading these words off a label!
What label?
The label on the jar of Cerebratol that you never actually put down. I hid a message there in gradually appearing ink beneath the dosage warning, and that's what you've been reading.
Wait, my brain castle. Where's it all going?
Your so-called brain castle is a manifestation of your overactive mind on too much Cerebratol. Fortunately, having anticipated your actions based on a long pattern of poor life choices,
I added a delayed release antidote that should be kicking in now. Huh. I do feel less deathy. I hope this has taught you a lesson about raiding the red cabinet like it's a cookie jar. I'll be by this evening to change the password forever. Huh. Yeah. It's kind of like what Brain Alba and Brain Holly and Brain Guy Van Fleet said. If I'd only just asked the people I know for help, if I made peace with a life of slow and steady improvement, I'd be the biggest sucker ever! Forget that. Looks like I've got until tonight to find more cool stuff. Take your time, Alba. Ooh, I wonder what this gem does. Ow! Dang it!
Enter the Brain Castle was written by Mac Rogers and starred Julian Sark as Magnus and Julian Sark as Alba, Holly, and Guy Van Fleet.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Our last story of the run is one that you might have heard if you're a Patreon backer. We put out bonus material almost every week for all our patrons, and $5 and up backers get bonus stories from Alba and the End of Time and the Axe and Crown. Bonus stories like this one. It's called It'll All End in Tears.
A tour de force, I'm told.
Well, we shall see. I hope we can at least put that wretched ballet from last season behind us.
The music was bad enough, but the costumes...
Say no more.
Have they replaced these seats? My tail is getting crushed.
Coming through. The human section is up there.
I'm a fairy, y'all, have you know?
Humanoid, then. Who can tell all you little things apart?
Look! Wings!
Okay, maybe don't antagonize everyone in our row, Holly.
I'm just letting anyone in now.
Sad, isn't it?
This looks like a good spot.
All this fuss just to get a few dragon tears. I bet I could make a dragon cry without having to sit through an opera.
Who's being antagonizing now?
I'm not.
You always have to resort to violence.
Who said anything about violence? Look, we just tell a couple dragons a sad story, collect their tears, and buzz off.
Dragons almost never cry.
Well, this better be one sad freaking opera then.
Oh, dragon opera is where they let all those feelings out. It's always so big and tragic and passionate and emotional. And this show is supposed to be amazing. And Siga Kramabach, an audacious new work of theatrical magic. And we can say we saw it on opening night.
You can say that. I'm going to be over here sleeping.
Agnes, don't you dare. You need to be ready with your pan.
Alba got me up at 4 this morning, and I've been riding on carts and wagons all day to get here. My bruises have bruises. Also, I can come here to watch dragons stomp around and sing.
But how amazing is that? Dragons stomping around, singing! Oh, it's high culture! Okay, this is a little different than I was expecting.
More like it?
Magnus, run!
Are you kidding? This right here is worth the trip! Yeah! Burn it all down!
Woo! I'm getting out of here!
You scared of a little dragon riot?
Yes, actually!
Some people don't know how to have a good time! Whoa! Hey!
Put me down! High culture is a lot of fun!
Holly? Magnus?
Dragon opera can suck it.
I still can't feel my wings.
What happened?
It was a brand new opera. Very controversial.
It sounded like a herd of elephants decided to start an orchestra / wrestling league.
That's how it usually sounds.
No, I've heard dragon opera. This was different. It was audacious and iconoclastic.
You know, when those guys decide to have a riot, they don't mess around.
Some people throw tomatoes. Dragons throw 40-pound pumpkins.
And sides of beef.
And fairies.
And humans.
So, in other words, you didn't get any tears at all?
Nope. None. Except for this huge damn bottle!
What? That's nearly a pint.
You're welcome.
What's really in this bottle?
Tears! Genuine dragon tears. See, after they burned down the amphitheater.
After they what?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think dragons of all people would know how to make things fireproof.
We found the soprano and the theater owner in the bar across the street, getting drunk and crying their eyes out. They were so heartbroken.
Really?
I wanted on record that I had nothing to do with any of the property damage that occurred.
All right, good work.
Yay, go team. Ow.
Ow. I'm gonna go lie down now.
It'll All End in Tears was written by Eli Hamada McElveen and starred Julian Sark as Magnus, Olivia John as Holly, Barbara Clifford as Alba, and special guest Christy Bolton as the dragon opera goer and the dragon soprano. The music was composed by Headley Knights of Battlebird Productions, makers of We Fix Space Junk. Hooray! Find that on your favorite podcast app. Both of today's mini-episodes were directed by Sean Howard, with sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. That's it for this series, but yeah, keep an eye out on this podcast feed or on our Twitter and our Patreon for news of Alba Salix Season 3. Meanwhile, take care of yourselves out there, be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
When Kilner accepted the job of smuggling escaped heiress Samantha Trapp across the galaxy, she expected the job to be over and done with quickly. But now they're stuck with each other and they have a job to do.
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. You take a loan from them, and then they own you until you've paid it off, with interest.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt? Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
900,027 credits. And counting.
You're stuck here, with me, to work it off.
We Fix Space Junk is a sci-fi sitcom from Battlebird Productions, featuring Travelling by Cryo.
Don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal. Wait, what?
Aliens from across the galaxy.
Greetings, visitors.
Is that popcorn?
Hello, Your Excellency.
AIs.
Dad, how do I do air?
You're already doing it automatically. Calm down.
And, of course, thrilling and exciting missions in outer space. Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a...
device redacted.
In or at the...
location redacted.
We Fix Space Junk is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Subscribe. Consume. Integrate. Indoctrinate. Assimilate. Degenerate. Watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space.